Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Food for Your Soul. I am your host, Evangelist White. Please go with me to God in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, O gracious Lord, we come for you as humble as we know how, thanking you for grace and mercy and giving us another opportunity to get it right. I ask that each and every person under the sound of my voice receive a mighty move from you on today. Lord, I come as your servant to serve and give what only you want me to give. I thank you for this word, this right now word, and I ask that it falls on good ground. We give you glory and honor that is due unto your holy name. It is in Jesus' sweet name that we pray. Amen and amen. Good morning to all. Thank you for taking the time to tune in on a Saturday morning, because we all know Evangelist White would still be asleep. Amen? Amen. I am so excited about the topic God has given me. It is so needed for the times that we are in. Last Saturday was Valentine's Day, and I gave you all a special little treat. Well, the feedback I received was so amazing that I thought, why not do a series called Let's Talk About It with my husband. So allow me to introduce to some and to present to others my man of God, Elder White.
Praise the Lord.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm blessed. Good morning.
Amen. Thank you for taking the time out to be on live with us this morning.
Amen.
The topic, Elder White, that God gave me on today is order in the home. And before we really get into it, I want to give a complete definition of order. Order is an authoritative direction or instruction, command, and mandate. But let me break that down in a little bit more simple terms. Order is a way of instruction, teaching, knowledge to be respected and appreciated. Now, Elder White, I want to get to the meat of the order in the home, because we are living in a time where if we don't get order in the home correct, the churches will not be right. So I want to ask you, what exactly does that statement mean to you when you see it, order in the home?
Amen. Well, first of all, that's a very good topic. I want to let you know.
Bless God.
And when I think about the order in the home, the first thing that comes to mind is God's divine design.
Mm.
You must always start with God with everything that you do. And when you talk about order, you have to first understand that God is the authority of all things, and all things always starts with him.
Yes.
And I said God's divine design because what is the design that he had in mind when he instituted, say, marriage, and when he instituted the home? There was a design plan that he had in mind on how that was to be orchestrated and instituted. And because of sin and so forth, you have so much disorder. You have so many different designs. So the question always comes back to when a home is set up, what design do people see when they come into your home?
Mm.
Is it a design that you can contribute to God, or some other worldly concept that you see today, you know, the Cosby shows and so forth? And, you know, that does not necessarily show that a home has been designed with God in mind.
Amen. And, you know, before you continue, let me take the people and ourselves to the word. One of the scriptures that God had gave me is going to be coming from Proverbs 24, starting with verse 3 and 4. So that's Proverbs 24, beginning with verse 3 and 4. Through wisdom is a house builded, and by understanding it is established, and by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. And the way God broke that down to me is that a family or a home is built upon faith in God. A family with God is centered, it's established, and it's not easily shaken. Pleasant and precious riches are not necessarily money, but are the wealth of love, happiness, joy, and peace. The family that centers their lives on God has spiritual blessings in abundance. They may not have gold and silver in the world, but they are indeed rich, especially in the spirit. And so Elder White, I notice, you know, I do believe I am a young woman of age, but when it comes to wisdom, I believe I have an old soul. And I was just raised in a different time than a lot of the women my age. I noticed that submission and being submissive, women just, they cringe. They don't want to do it. They don't even understand oftentimes that it's not so much as what the husband is desiring or requesting, but it is a command from God. And so I wanted to first talk about the order in the home from the man. What is God, what order did God set in place when he called the man first, as far as order in the home?
Okay. That's a good question. Again, you have to go back to the first family.
Yes.
In the garden, and understand what happened as a result of, you know, there seems to be an issue with women being submissive and men, you know, when it comes down to it, it's set up that way because that's how God set it up.
Amen.
And because God set it up that way, we must understand that, you know, with man and woman, those are positions.
Mm-hmm.
But you remember the scripture that says that when he formed man in the garden, he breathed into his nostrils,
yes,
the breath of life, and then man became a living soul.
Yes.
And because of sin, you know, and that separation from God,
mm-hmm,
you know, and spiritually dying there, what happens to man and what happens to woman is that they lose focus on their original design.
Yes.
You have the position of a man and the position of a woman.
Yes.
But when it is not God-breathed and you don't know your purpose and you don't know your design, then it becomes a disruption. It becomes a struggle and a fight.
Yes.
For position.
Yes.
When really it's not about position, because when man is doing what he's supposed to do with the right spirit, and woman likewise is receiving,
amen,
what the man has been ordained and set up by God to do, then she submits. And submission is not something that is sacrificial.
Yes.
Submission is something that you willingly want to do.
Amen. And Elder, hold on a second. Hold that thought, because I'm going to get back to it. But I want them to know, you know, because I know we have some Bible scholars out there. So we're going to go to Ephesians 5. We're going to start with verse 23. And the Word of God reads, For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. And I did that purposely. Even though it says it in the Old Testament, I went to the New Testament too to let, you know, us all know that God's word, you know, it's the Old and the New Testament. It's just not the old days where women used to submit to their husbands and submit to that authority. It is even in the new that we're supposed to do it. And oftentimes women don't understand. I want to break it down. Submission does not mean you don't have a mind. Submission does not mean that God does not care about your feelings and what you desire and they're not going to be met.
Yeah.
But the woman was designed for the man. And once you really get that concept and you really understand your position and you don't go into his lane, see, there's a divine order that God sets in the house. A man is supposed to be the head. The wife is underneath him, and the children are underneath her. Women, we are to check down. We are not to check up. And I know sometimes we see something, and we want to correct them, and we want to tell them certain things, but it's nothing like going to God in prayer and allowing God to do the necessary correction. And I believe, you know, I have been guilty too. That's where we sometimes have to go a little bit further in. So I just wanted to show that scripture. And Elder, I wanted to ask you a question. Do you think that oftentimes the reason a lot of the order in the home has left is because we don't have that fear and reverence and respect for God, so we take things common. We don't really have that, oh, wait a minute, my husband is the authority. He is the voice in this home, and it's not just because of him, but it's because of what God requires and commands of me. We don't have that anymore. Or what do you think about that?
Well, Proverbs, the first chapter, it was the seventh verse, it says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge.
Yes.
And when we talk about a fear of the Lord, we're talking about a reverence to God. And we know that God is, he's love.
Yes.
And everything that he did and he designed, he did it in love. And I think that that is very important to understand. It's a balance. Man and woman, you know, they when it comes to God, it's an equilibrium between the two when it is working in harmony with what God has ordained from the beginning for the home and for marriage and so forth to be set up. It works in harmony with each other. Anybody who is in authority or, you know, I have a military background, so when it comes down to authority, you issue out commands and so forth, but you're looking for a response to what you're issuing out. There's no joy that God gets if he does not have a man and a woman that is submissive to the things that he has set and ordained for him from the beginning.
Yeah.
When that is working in harmony, you know, and everybody know their position and in the right spirit. See, the Bible says, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit.
Yeah.
When you don't have the right spirit, you're not going to understand the position of the man. You're not going to understand the position of the woman. You're not going to understand who you really are. So therefore, you just kind of turn to the natural means of just knowing that I'm a man and you're a woman. I'm stronger naturally than you are.
Amen. And I also wanted to go to Colossians 3, 18. It says, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as it is fit in the Lord. And submission, yielding, you know, it's almost like driving on a freeway. And you see the yield sign. Now you can see the traffic from far off, and sometimes you get to come on, and then sometimes you stop. Depending, but that traffic that is already there has a right of way, and you have to yield and be cautious. It's the same thing in a marriage. You know, sometimes your husband will give you the right of way and say, come on, go ahead. And sometimes you'll have to yield and stop and allow him to go first, and then you follow behind. But it's also a respect that we're to have to our husbands. And ladies, it does not matter how well, you know, we can cook and keep house. If your husband does not feel respected, he doesn't feel loved. Submission is an attitude and an inclination that the wife can nurture whether or not the husband is physically present. Am I right about that, Elder?
Amen. And again, it goes back to you actually knowing your role with the right spirit and you not being feeling out of place with it.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? You don't feel like, you know what I'm saying, you are not on a, you know, on a equilibrium with me based upon your position, because when you are right with God, you know that what you're doing is pleasing to him. And I know that what I am doing is pleasing to him. And the fact that, you know, that husbands are to love their wives.
Yes, I was going to get to that scripture.
Has Christ had loved the church. You
yes.
see the symbolic tree to that.
Mm-hmm.
There's always something symbolic. There's always a design that we are following. So the question always comes down to, what design are you following when you execute your duties or when you're doing what you do? What is the design that you follow? You have to have a vision and a design that you follow. Nobody does anything just to do it.
Amen. And, you know, the other thing that I was going to say was, women, we are supposed to tend to the home. Now, if you have a husband that will be right there and tend to it with you, amen, that's wonderful. He'll help wash the dishes. He'll help, you know, with the kids, you know, even dinner sometimes. But we cannot get into a way where we are angry and upset, because that is one of the things that we're supposed to do. We're supposed to, you know, be keepers of the home. And every marriage is different. You know, some husbands, my father, I grew up, my dad, you know, he did most of the cooking. Mommy, I know you're listening, but daddy did most of the cooking. And it was great, you know, and And it wasn't to take away from my mom. My dad is just raised from the South, and, you know, he did a lot of the cooking. And he also, you know, did some cleaning, too. So it just depends on your relationship and the dynamic of it. I'm not saying that men cannot help women, but I'm saying if you have a husband that does not do those things, you cannot get upset. Even if we take on the responsibility of going out there in the workplace and working, we still have a responsibility in our home. And you cannot start any ministry until you minister to the ones in your own home first. Do you have anything on that, Elder?
Amen. Again, before you can feel good or free to do natural things, you have to understand the spiritual things. And that's why I said that you have to go back to what happened to the beginning and the original design. You know, do you know that marriage, really, and the institution of marriage was ordained before the fall of man?
Yes.
You know, the whole institution of it. You know, the home that was set up was actually the Garden of Eden.
Yes.
And after sin, you know, God took man out of the Garden of Eden and sent him out to till the ground from the world in which he came. And then man began to reproduce after his kind. And we've seen what happened to the first family. You had Cain and Abel, and then there was murder. There's just no respect to position because we spiritually died.
Yes.
And until you get back to the spiritual connection to what happened with original sin and what Jesus Christ had come to do to reconnect us back to God, you're not going to be able to do the things that you would need to do in your position as a man and woman because you don't understand really the sacrifice through God's love that he made through his son. Remember, he said, I so loved the world that I gave my only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That is our reconnect back to God so that God can then instruct us in spiritual things so that we can understand our position as a man and you can understand your position as a woman and we can work in harmony with each other, receiving instruction from God.
So, Elder, the way I'm hearing it is, it is actually a conversion of the heart that God has to do. It's a spirit thing. It doesn't matter how many books we read and how well we want to do it in the natural. If we are not connected in the spirit, because submission is a heartfelt thing. It's not because I have to do it. It's also because I want to do it.
You want to do it because you understand the cost.
Yes.
And I now understand the original design that God had in mind when he made man and when he made woman and when he said that it was not good for man to be alone.
Yes.
And he put them together to be in harmony with one another as we acknowledge what he was doing. Let me just say this. Just think about it. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten son.
Thank you, Jesus.
So this tells me that there are a lot of homes that is set up in the world that is not a God's design.
Mm.
And he said that whoever so believeth in Jesus, and Jesus should not die but have everlasting life. Jesus comes back and says, you know, husbands, or by the words of Paul, love your wives.
Yes.
As Christ had loved not the world but the church.
Mm.
You see how it's coming down from the world to the church.
Yes.
And then that then goes down to man, love your wives.
Amen.
The individual home.
Amen. Did you have more, Elder White?
No, I was just saying that you can see how it just comes down from God from the beginning to his ultimate love for everyone to come in and be a part of it.
Yes.
And Jesus coming back to get his bride.
Thank you, which is the church.
Which is the church.
Yes, yes.
And then, you know, and we acknowledge that and how we operate in our homes by showing that same type of sacrifice and love that Jesus Christ had done.
Yes.
That's why Jesus said, I am the vine.
Mm.
Ye are the branches.
Mm.
And if you abide in me, you shall what? Produce fruit.
Right.
So the reason why we're not producing this in our homes and we're not seeing this this evidence is because we do not give reverence to God who loved us so much so that we can operate according to a right flow.
And I wanted to just give a few. That was really good, Elder White. I wanted to give a few to the ladies. I don't want y'all thinking Evangelist White is beating y'all up. And understand, too, that it is an everyday walk for me, too. I have my man of God on the phone, yet submission is not it's not so much that it's not an easy thing to do. It's just sometimes I think, you know, when you have your opinions and you have different ways that you want to do, that's why you have to get under submission even unto God. That's why we have to submit to our husbands as we do unto the Lord. And God knows what we want. He knows what we desire. He knows what we need, and he will give it to us. But I wanted to give you all just a few practical ways you can demonstrate a submissive spirit to your husband. As his helper, according to Genesis 2 and 18, give him helpful suggestions, not sarcastic put-downs. Listen to him without interrupting. Don't finish his sentences for him. He knows what he's thinking. He knows what he's about to say. And I know sometimes we think we've been with someone so long and we tried it, and that's not what they're talking about. Keep your house in order as a service to your husband and family. And you can find that in Proverbs 31 and 27. Think through possible solutions for family or household issues and present them to your husband for his consideration. Make an effort to talk to him before making any big decisions. Keep him in the loop about family and household affairs. And accept constructive criticism. We all have room for improvement. Amen?
Amen.
Pray for the right words before serious conversation. It will help your tone be more respectful. Oftentimes, my husband would tell me, it's not so much as me not wanting to listen, but if you don't come in the right tone, and sometimes it's not as you're coming in an aggressive tone. Sometimes women, we are just emotional. And so we want to come, and we might be too excited about what we're saying. So I suggest that we pray to God before we present it. And those are just some little nuggets. It's nothing, you know, it's not nothing written in stone, but those are just some areas that may help you. And it's not so much as an order. It's just something that I wanted to just throw out to the women because we do live in a day now. I see a lot of churches, Elder White, separating And if we really look at it, you know, the families is really what made the churches up. But if the home is not right, you bring, if the home is dysfunction and chaos, you bring that same to the church. And then you have a chaotic, you know, dysfunction, chaos church. And I'm not saying just the families do that to church. I know leadership has things to do with it too, but it all starts in the home. I do believe that respect and structure and order and you know, just it starts in the home. And if we don't apply it first in the home, how do we try and teach it once they get older, you know, and they get out there? So my question, Elder White, is I know you said, you know, one of the things is, you know, having to go back and look at it in the basics and it being a heartfelt thing and a spiritual thing. What do you as a man have been able to see as far as what are some of the things that the husband needs to bring back into the home for the order to be the way God designed it, like the Garden of Eden?
Well, first, man needs to, you know, definitely be in good relationships with God. That needs to be something that is outwardly seen. You know, when you talk about God's love being expressed through man, there's a lot of things that the world teaches us that men don't do, like, you know, like cry and pray and be that kind of example and making the different types of sacrifices to stand and cover his family the way he's supposed to. I think that when man gets in position to do that and really understand the mandate that is on his life, has given by God, that, you know, I think that his family, that the wife will, you know, who is in tune with God, of course, will ultimately be a greater help, and she would willingly want to help support that vision that God has given to the man and to the woman for the home. So I have a great respect for the woman. I look at it as being so much, especially for you, because when you look at the order of everything, I mean, without order, you just have chaos.
Yes.
You know, and but you have to have order, and you have to realize the importance of it. You just can't see it from just obeying laws. You have to see it in the spiritual aspect, because the law is spiritual.
Yes.
What was God's original intent and design in mind when he set up, you know, these laws? It is so that the blessings of God can flow. So that we can be able to, you know, I'm not going to listen to anything that I don't understand or believe in. You're not going to listen. If faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Yes.
But if I'm not listening to receive instructions from God on how to be a man, on how to love, on how to deal with my emotional, you know, issues that I have and those questions on the inside that I can take to God, because let's be real, a wife or a woman, and you can attest to this, want a man. You married a husband because you want me to be in a position to be a man. So a lot of times I cannot afford to be weak in that area.
Amen.
Because you married me to protect. Right?
Yes, sir.
And if I am not doing that, you know, you follow me as I follow Christ. And if I am not doing what it is that you require me to do at some point in time, it causes issues. So men, we have a responsibility to make sure that we understand what the will of God is for our lives, and to identify with who we truly are in God. We are fearfully and wonderfully made.
Yes.
And I want to know what that design is, you know, because he knew me before I was even formed in the womb. And I want to know, you know, what's my purpose, you know, because that and then will entail how I am going to deal with my wife, how I'm going to deal with people, period.
And, you know, I like that, Elder, that what you said about the protection. God had given me, you know, men are to pray. They are to bring provision. They are to provide. And they are to protect. And when women feel that and get that, it does, you know, I can say it. Submission is something that I do because, not just because I want to, but out of obedience and respect to what I know God wants me to. In any areas that I fall short on, I go to him who has made me and designed me and ask him, you know, I believe order, you know, and you're right. If you look at your desk, or your house, and it's cluttered, and there's clothes everywhere, and, you know, everything's just cluttered. But when you start folding stuff up, and you start putting papers in their right way, not only does it look neat, you know, but it's uncluttered. The same thing in your mind and in your home. There should be a neatness. There should be everything has an order.
Yeah.
I tell, you know, in our home, you know, Elder White, right, everything has a place.
Amen.
Everything, you know, is in order. And that, I tell you, when you flow like that, everything just, it just comes a little bit more better. So we have a few minutes, Elder, before we are about to end this. I wanted to just say, if you can just give a few seconds of, you know, just a little nugget out there to men as far as order in their own home.
When it comes to order in your own home, you know, I think for men, we need to realize that God has placed in us a design that should emulate who he is, that when people come into our homes and when people see us, and that when our wives who represent us are out there in the community or whoever comes in contact with us, is the design that they see God. It's a design to see. That is our responsibility, to ensure, you know, that God is the image that people see. And are you happy about what you do?
Amen. Thank you, Elder White. That was wonderful. I thank you for tuning in to Food for Your Soul. Please feel free to visit my website at www.ccmw.co. You are able to give questions, comments. As God starts allowing us to, we are doing a series called Let's Talk About It. And I will inform you all when we're on live and when we will be able to, you know, you can call in with your answers and your questions and comments and what have you. Again, I want to say thank you for tuning in on this early Saturday morning. And Elder White, I want to thank you again for being on live. I know that a lot of people enjoy, especially men, hearing it from a man's standpoint. So thank you for being with Food for Your Soul this morning.
Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. All right, everyone, have a blessed day and continue to be a blessing to someone else. And if nobody else tells you, God loves you and so do I. And if God says the same, we'll be on here at the same time next week. God bless.